today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we go to your calls. That's what the show's about. So let's talk to LiveWire listening to WFTL in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, LiveWire.
Hey, I wanted to lighten up the conversation a little bit with some entertainment news. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I find it interesting, rather, that these rock stars and actors that have been dating Jennifer Aniston can't seem to keep it together. They don't apparently understand the finer things in life because she's one fine thing to be appreciated.
Well, now, I mean, we don't talk...
She's been dating a bunch of rock and roll stars? I guess I just don't know it all.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't pay too much attention to pop culture, but it's interesting when people call about it because it's always interesting to hear what people think and how relevant it seems to their lives. You don't really know Jennifer Aniston, so
maybe
how do you know
really
what she's...
Mean.
Yeah, she could be a real See You Next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's possible, but likewise, so could the males and their
absolutely. Which is why it's really, isn't it silly? I mean, people following the lives of Hollywood stars. This is equally silly as people following the lives of Barack Obama or any of these other politicos out there. I mean, it really just shows that Americans aren't so interested in their own lives that they're more interested in the celebrities. And it just really is silly to me.
Well, that's why I would find her somewhat appealing. She apparently avoids the political game quite a bit. But, yeah, as far as many things of politics, I guess, there's politics in all kinds of business. And there's government. You know, there's always going to be a scenario of a chain of command, which apparently you voluntarily, as you identified yourself earlier, you know, there has to be some sort of structure, and it's not necessarily always going to be, you know, in cahoots with how you would prefer it to be. But as far as entertainment...
That's fine. It's fine if it's not in cahoots with what I prefer, because the marketplace wants all kinds of different things. All I advocate is voluntary interactions between human beings. It doesn't mean that those voluntary interactions will always satisfy me 100%, and that's okay, because if I'm not satisfied in the marketplace, I can choose to take my business elsewhere, or I can choose to compete, start my own business, or I can choose to just, you know, do whatever I want to do, because I'm free to make those choices. But when it comes to the government, whatever the structure might happen to be, whether I agree with it or not, and I don't agree with anything the government does, but whether I agree with it or not, I'm forced by threat of violence against me and my family and my friends and my property, forced to pay for it. That's what I object to. Does that make sense?
I can sympathize with that for sure. I would just add that one thing that I advocate is that the newest left-wing members, the Obama guy and his new other running mate, actually stumbling mate, I should say, and the chump change that they're offering since they're change specialists, they probably would do better by leading the interplanetary space missions that NASA has in plan for the future.
I would like to just put all of the politicians on a spaceship and shoot them off of the Earth. I think that would be fantastic. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. But then, you know, once you do that, they'll just be replaced by other people that have always dreamed of being politicians, and the process starts all over again. Because the people in search of power, that's what they want. They want that power, and if a position of power opens up, then those people that are looking for it will jump right on in if they can possibly do it.
And I see what you're saying, and I don't know that I disagree with what the caller said. I don't think I do. I think that there's liable to be always some form of government or another.
Self-government.
And I would like to just say that I'd like to see the government that we have stay within the bounds of the Constitution, because it certainly has it. It's
not
well beyond them. And, you know, to show them, to
the
show
letter,
people
my friend.
That... the government simply doesn't work.
Yeah, well, it definitely doesn't work, and that's evidenced by the fact that they can't even follow their own rules. They expect you to follow their rules,
and they'll
put
you
in a jail cell,
right.
But when the government bureaucrats don't follow their own rules, it's, we just need to rearrange the bureaucracy.
We've got to get rid of this dead weight.
Oh, gosh. Let's continue and talk to, I believe it is Nick, listening in Colorado. Nick, you are on Free Talk Live. Nick is gone. Oh, I didn't see that. All right, let's try Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in Montana. Go
hey,
on.
Yo.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing? Hey, I called up because of that guy worried about blacks just voting for blacks and Spanish just voting for Spanish. The Irish and Catholics just voted for Kennedy when Kennedy runs. So it runs around on all sides.
If it's true, then it's just an argument against the political system. That's all. It's just evidence of how people don't even pay any attention, and that they make these choices that will have binding effects on people.
This is the first time a man and a woman is running too. I mean, a woman and a black man is running. So that makes it even more that just the blacks will vote for the black guy. And just a woman would vote for the woman, you know?
Well, you know, really, if that is all true, and I don't know if it is, I'm not going to speak, because, again, we're putting people in groups here, and I think that's a folly.
That's how people are. That's what's going to happen, you know? And he's worried about the white people depopulating themselves, and that's only because white middle-class women are the most ones using abortion, where the white people are going to abort themselves out of existence, man. So that's their own fault, you know, that or whatever. If they're
All of that has to do with the fact that we have this adversarial system where one group always tries to control the others. And so the reason why this is a scary story to some people is because they understand that they've been crapping on them. Well, they understand these people that are concerned about the minorities becoming the majority. They're scared because they've been, you know, victimizing the minorities for so many years. That's what democracy is. It's tyranny of the majority. Whoever it is that's the majority gets to victimize and steal from and plunder the minority, whoever the minority is. I'm not setting anyone into groups. I'm just saying the groups of majority and minority. And this is the problem with democracy.
That's why a republic is better than a democracy.
But a republic is basically a democracy. I mean, really, the representatives are democratically elected. So the only real difference there is there's a slight layer of so-called representation, which is, in fact, also a fallacy, because there's no way that one man can possibly represent more than himself.
And they've violated every one of these amendments, from what I can tell.
None of these governmental constructs are that significantly better than the others. I mean, I would rather have a benevolent dictator than democracy in some cases. I'd rather have a monarch that, you know, just is mostly hands-off than these government people.
I think you're silly.
There's actually something to be said for that. I think it's Hans Hermann Hoppe, who is one of these sort of free market thinkers out there. I think he's got an audio tape or something out there where he kind of compares the difference between a monarchy and a democracy. And really, I don't know if there's that much of a difference.
Well, it depends on the monarch, who's in the seat.
Exactly. That's why I say benevolent.
You get a bad monarch, which is bound to happen statistically.
But we've got bad democracy. Democracy always goes bad.
You'll have a worse monarch, but believe me.
Either way, I don't want either one.
If George Bush could do anything he wanted to do, do you think that would be better than him being reined in at least a little bit?
Certainly not.
Okay, there you go.
He made an executive order that if he decides that it's an emergency enough, he could do anything he wants.
Yeah, what is it that Bush wants to do that he hasn't done?
And these executive orders, I don't get these things, man. As soon as the next president come in, he should get rid of all the other guys' executive orders.
They never do, though, because no president has ever gotten into office with the determination.
Because they belong to a little club that gets to pull all the strings.
It's true, they hang out. They've been photographed hanging out together. The Clintons and the Bushes all hang out, and they're buddy-buddy.
That's why Osama is so attractive, because he ain't a Bush, he ain't a Clinton, and he ain't Republican.
You mean Obama?
And the Republicans, since they've been in office, oil was $17 a barrel when Bush first got elected. And now what is it, you know?
$117.
And these guys are oil guys, too. So what the heck? We should just take them and string them up in the center of the village there.
Never going to happen.
As always, Dave, I appreciate the suggestion. thank you for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Mike is on the line listening to WFTL in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike?
Good evening, guys. Hey. How are you tonight?
Doing super. What's on your mind, Mike?
Calling about that one female caller earlier talking about that government needs to support a welfare program, and she is totally off the mark. She really does need to reread the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence.
Well, and beyond the Constitution, if what you want is to help people, and I'm going to bring you back so you can continue your comments here in a moment, but if what you want is to help people, The government is the last organization you would want to look to help people. They claim they want to help people. They actually end up hurting the people they intend to help. It happens so often with government programs. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, including Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com and shrine.freetalklive.com. webex.com.
Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com and enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. That's WEBEX.com. Enter promo code 600. That's 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today.
We continue with your calls. Back to Mike listening in West Palm Beach, Florida. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Well, one of the points I was going to make on this, since Johnson's creation of the Great Society issue, the whole welfare program has become a life support system, and it should never have gotten that way. Maybe as an assistance, but definitely not a life support system. And Katrina, look at that. All these people that relied on government subsidies, and then all of a sudden they couldn't get their checks cashed, and then they're screaming bloody murder that, oh, the government wasn't there.
Yeah, well, worse than that. It was worse than the checks. I mean, the actual aftermath with the flooding, the government bureaucracies prevented private people and government and rather private businesses from coming in and helping out. Walmart had a truck full of water and ice, several trucks, I believe, full of water and ice that they were going to ship in to give to people, just give away, and the feds turned them away. They said, whoa, we've got this under control. We don't need you people around here. And so people literally died as a result of the government not allowing private people to come in and help out. You're absolutely right. If you rely on the state to keep you alive, boy, you are going to be sorry.
Right. And the thing is, these people are relying on the state, and then here, I'm sorry, but you know what? I got a bug-out bag ready. You know, in the event of disasters.
Well, I wish I was planning that far ahead, but, you know, I think that with hurricanes, you get plenty of warning, several hours, and you can certainly pack something up. You know, I just, to me, people should plan ahead and that kind of thing. But, you know, the fact is, if you give away free money, there's going to be people that line up to take that free money.
Right. The problem isn't with the organization of the program or the fact that they brought the wrong bureaucrat in. The problem was with the program in the first place, with the idea that government should exist, number one, but number two, exist and redistribute people's wealth by threat of force. I mean, that is, it's just, it's wrong to take people's money, and if they don't want to give you the money, to hurt them or steal their property. And that's all government ever does. And so government itself, the authoritarian model of government, is a barbaric, ancient idea that we need to just get rid of and move on to the point where we can be self-governing and have this voluntary society instead of a coercive one we currently do. I thank you for the thoughts tonight, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. We continue. Tim, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, guys.
Hey, Tim. What's on your mind?
I just want an address, so when you guys go to federal prison for not paying your federal taxes.
I pay mine. I'm scared to death of these people.
They're their taxes. They're not my taxes. It's their system, not mine.
No, it does come after you, though.
Yeah, well, I'm not scared.
They carry a very big club.
Yeah, just whatever. So you know, he doesn't.
You know, they could come after me for whatever they wanted to come after me for. So if they don't like me and they don't like what I'm doing, they can make up all kinds of crap. They can plant drugs in my car. They could accuse
child
me of child
easy.
Porn.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
They can do a hemorrhoid operation from your mouth.
A hemorrhoid operation from my mouth. Is that an insult, sir?
That's what I said.
Yeah. Pretty bad. You got anything better than that?
No, not too much. There. You guys have been going on with welfare and all that stuff down there. And what was that? That got hit with all the water.
New Orleans and
Katrina. You know, that was kind of really between the governor and the city officials there.
Well, I'd say they screwed up, too. I mean, I think the government at all levels screwed up on that. But
FEMA was the overarching agency in charge.
The biggest problem is that I have to pay in my tax money to build a city, or to rebuild a city that's 10 feet below sea level.
Well, true. I agree. I think they should fill it in.
And these, these are the kind of decisions that one gets when one starts making decisions via committee.
Right. So that's, I'm tired of this government. I'm tired of all the things that they do that hurt people with the money that I had sent them in the past. So
when
I simply decided to stop.
When they bring your tray around that's got an apple on it, you're going to be happy.
Thanks for that, Tim. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231.
The apples we got when I was in prison, the apples we got were really small.
Yeah, I don't expect anything from them. I don't want their services. I'm not paying for them, so I don't want them. Stay away from me, please. I don't want you in my life, you government people. I have no use for what you do. You hurt other people. You're a violent agency, you're a violent gang of criminals, and I don't want anything to do with it. And it's a damn shame that people are so damn frightened of these people, because if enough people stopped paying taxes, then what are they going to do? How many people can they really lock up? I mean, really, you can only
supposedly
lock up so many.
Supposedly there's 60 million working Americans right now that aren't paying their taxes.
I don't know. Speculation, but you can only lock up so many people before the economy comes to a grinding halt. Because if you've got people sitting in jail cells for the most part, they're not really contributing in the best way they possibly could to the economy, and everybody else that's outside of those jails has to pay more and more in taxes every year as more people get locked up. It's really a self-defeating proposition.
If you have a system that's based on coercion, though, you need to make a few examples. I think that the caller has
the examples have worked. People are scared. There. People are frightened to death of these people, and it's just another example of why they shouldn't be cooperated with. A gang of violent people threatening people's freedom? Sick. Sick that anyone would go along with it. Let's continue with your calls about what you want. Steve listening to KGWA in Oklahoma. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve. Listening to KGWA. Steve.
Hello.
You're there, sir. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. I was wondering, about these, the government tells you gotta buy these HD deals, or boxes or whatever.
Boxes? What kind of boxes?
Yeah, for your TV,
Oh, the converter boxes.
They give you a coupon and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What I was wondering about was, I got this feeling like, when they launch that deal, that it's going to be like some kind of mind control thing. Everybody watching the same deal and everything.
What do you think they're going to try to tell people?
I don't know. I kind of believe like maybe it's going to be like a Big Brother deal, the Antichrist telling people that they can't buy, sell, and trade.
This is a new one to me. I mean, we've heard a lot of conspiracies over the years.
I can't agree with this because those boxes are only for people that get their television through broadcast. Do you have cable or DVD or Dish TV or something like that?
I don't see anything wrong with what TV was in the first place.
I agree with you. I'm not arguing with that, but the FCC wants to free up more space on the band, so that's the reason they're doing this. And I'm not saying it's a good reason or bad reason. I don't think that
Steve, let me give you a little bit inside info here. The HD converter boxes you're talking about are receivers. They only receive. They don't transmit out, so nobody's going to be able to see what you're doing or anything like that. And if you're concerned about brainwashing, you should already be concerned because the media is overwhelmingly pro-state and pro-government, and the types of reporting and the reporters that are out there worship the state and the government, and whatever the government says in their press release, they parrot on the television. And so already the dumbing down has started. An extra piece of equipment in your cable chain or your signal chain isn't going to change that. I thank you for the call.
It's only for people that are getting broadcast TV right now.
800-259-9231. The programming will be exactly the same as it currently is today. It'll just look a little bit different. That's all. So be concerned with the content of the programming, not the delivery method. It's Free Talk Live.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word.
Hangover.
I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get
hangovers.
Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day.
These days? Well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner, and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. It's your show. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, and they include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Also, we have a cam. We've got a webcam that operates every single night here. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see that for yourself, as a number of our viewers are actually watching the show over at stickam.com. They feature us on the front page of their site sometimes. It seems like they're doing that tonight, so welcome to our Stickam viewers tonight. You can go and experience all of that stuff on our website for free at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for smaller government and, well, you haven't seen the government get smaller anywhere, any time in your life, check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. The Free State Project is 20,000 liberty-loving individuals, some of them as out there as my partner, and some of them just like me who would like to see the government shrink.
Freestateproject.org. So radical. I support voluntary interaction. Anyway, yeah, Free State Project is great. We're both Free Staters. We're early movers up here to New Hampshire, and we're coming up on our second year, our completed second year. I guess we're coming up on starting our third year up here, and man, it's been a great time. All right, we continue with your calls, and we go to Oregon, where Johnny is listening to KMED. Hello, Johnny.
Yes, hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
How you doing, sir?
Just super.
I'm a Native American, you know, the first thing I'd like to say about welfare is, you know, I've heard it exclaimed by several people that it's like a poor man's lottery. And I don't think it was ever meant to be that way. You know, it was meant to, like, help you out and everything.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, second of all, you know, this United States, you know, and I love this country. And, you know, a lot of the, what do you call it, the congressional laws or whatever, you know, a lot of the ideas that the forefathers got were from Native Americans. And in fact, they were from the Iroquois Nation on how to run this country. And it really makes me sad to see how this country has gotten so bungled up and laws. And,
I think it makes. I think I agree with you. I think a lot of people share your concerns, and I can certainly empathize with what you're saying. And indeed, I'm certain that the welfare program was intended with the best of intentions. I'm certain of it. But the problem with government is it doesn't matter what the intentions are. What always ends up happening, no matter how good the intentions, is that the government program always grows out of control from its original bounds because you aren't the one running it. And even if you were the one running it, you would still have very, very little control over how it operated day to day. These bureaucrats are completely unaccountable for what they do, and they're always interested in aggregating more power to themselves and more control over over other people. So really, the best of intentions, the road to hell, as they say, to utilize that particular cliche, and boy, is it true when it comes to government. It doesn't matter what your intentions were. I mean, the intentions of some people were to stop people from using drugs, probably a good intention, but what has resulted is that 1.5 million people in America last year were put in a jail cell because they were caught with mostly 80%+ of them possessing drugs. So there's all kinds of good intentions out there, but it results in tyranny, and it's unfortunate. And I thank you for your thoughts tonight. 800-259-9231. And again, when you're utilizing bad means to achieve good intentions, it doesn't matter how good your intentions are. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, trying to raise money to help sick children, or if you're trying to help the poor, or you're trying to clean the air or the water. It doesn't matter if you're trying to free people in other countries around the world. Whatever it is that your intentions are, if you're using the government to achieve your ends, you're bankrupt. You're morally bankrupt from day number one, because in order to achieve your good ends, you have to hurt people. You have to threaten them in order to get them to fund your intentions and your ideas. If your idea is so great, if your concept is so worthwhile, then why do you have to go to government with it? Why can't you raise the money on your own for it? The hallmark of a bad idea is that somebody has gone to government with it to get it implemented by force.
I can see you know, some of the points you're making on that. However, I would say that there's a couple of areas that government has more legitimacy than others. Policing, for instance, that's an area of violence where people wish to put their, you know, enact their force on
you
or your family.
Here we go again. Intentions. The original
I understand what your explanations are. It's just that you've got to get on your soapbox and talk about zero government. And people think
the
show is about that, and it's
not.
I'd
be fine if the police had stuck to their original intention of being peace officers, which was their original intention, to stop the disruption of the peace. And for a while, they stuck to that. Andy Griffith and all that. Well, now they're law enforcement officers, and they're nowhere even near in the same ballpark as their original intentions. Now they enforce stop sign regulations and speeding and marijuana laws and other nonsense like that. And they're too busy doing that crap, and all the murderers and arsonists and rapists are pretty much running unabated. Let's continue, as you suggested, with the calls and talk to Randy. Listen to KGEZ in Montana. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, I agree with everything you're saying, mostly all the time.
All right. What's on your mind tonight, Randy?
You know, I know one wants to really talk about the government too much because they can use them as a scapegoat when everything goes wrong. No one wants to stand up and go, what do you mean we wouldn't have a government? You mean I'd have to actually do it myself?
Yeah, you'd have to take responsibility.
No more
for your
welfare.
Life.
Speaking of welfare,
is that an insult?
No, I was
speaking of Indian welfare.
Well, I don't.
When does that end?
I understand that probably welfare has hit the hardest the Indian people, but you know, I mean, there's nothing to say that the caller was in fact taking it.
Yeah, that's
true.
I
mean, he saw the problems.
And what's interesting, there was a little story that John Stossel did back in the early part of this decade called Mr. Stossel Goes to Washington, I believe it was. And there was a segment of that video where he talked about Indian reservations and how it is that they're totally under the thumb of the government bureaucrats, and many of them would not like to be. And there was one that actually managed to somehow, I don't know how they did it, but they managed to emancipate themselves from the government's Bureau of Indian Affairs or Management, or whatever the hell it's called, this governmental bureaucracy that essentially essentially lords over all the Indian reservations.
Good. Where is that at?
Right. They managed to pull out of that, and ever since they've done that, they've been flourishing. All kinds of new businesses opening up, new houses being built, new things happening in the economy. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. If whoever it is, if you get off the government dole, then all of a sudden new opportunities open.
Yeah, sir. Once you start buying into all that free, there ain't nothing free that way.
You nailed it, Randy. Thanks for the call tonight. Thank you. 800-259-9231 as we continue with Brian in Colorado on the amp line. Hey there, that's pretty loud. Brian in Colorado on the amp line. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey. Actually, Brian in New Hampshire, that's where the espresso machine is, so that's what I'm calling home.
Okay, but, fine.
Actually, right now, I happen to be in Colorado for the next 10 miles. We are moving, as I've told you guys before. I'm moving the family to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Excellent.
And this time, we're actually having a convoy because the family includes a bunch of horses.
Mm.
And we had a little run-in with the cops last night.
Uh-oh.
And I thought you guys might want to hear about it.
I do want to hear about it. What went down, sir?
Well, my wife bought an old school bus for $1,500.
Wow.
And I spent the last week or so converting this thing into half of a moving van and half of for horse storage.
Huh.
So we've got a bunch of stuff in the back, and then there's five horses that are just kind of crawling around in this thing. You know, all the seats are out.
Right.
And they're just back there, and then she's got another couple horses in the trailer behind. So it's quite a strange-looking rig. Well, there's this law in Colorado. I think this the same law was just passed last week, or it went effective last week in New Hampshire, too, and that is you've got to move over. You've got to change lanes if there's a cop or some emergency vehicle parked on the shoulder.
Oh, okay, I got you. So you have to give them a berth. You have to give them way, basically.
Right, which is a good idea, of course, now it's law. So now she was going, and we actually have a friend of ours who flew out, another Free Stater, who flew out here to help us drive. Heidi's in her bus with a trailer. Our friend is in a truck towing another trailer, and I'm a few hours behind.
We'll find out what happened in moments. Hang on, Brian. I'm going to bring you back for the rest of the story. And your calls, we'll try to sneak you in here, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life Change Fat Burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Not going to give you the number. Only remaining moments here. We're going to try to sneak all as many calls as we can in. And I will give you the website. It's freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask you become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month, and we take that money and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations across the country and spreading the message of freedom and liberty and voluntary interaction as far and as wide as possible. We mentioned a couple of new radio affiliates tonight, WSVG in Virginia, Mount Jackson, as well as WKVT in Brattleboro, Vermont. Both of those stations are here because of the AMP program. It's one of the major factors that's bringing these new stations on board. So if you want to help us out and actually get some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to one of our amplifiers, Brian, in New Hampshire. You are back on Free Talk Live. You are in a convoy at the moment, driving to New Hampshire from Colorado, bringing several horses in tow. You've got a bunch of stuff you're bringing up here, and so it was on the way up. You mentioned there's some new law in Colorado that says people have to give a lane of, like a zone, they have to move over to the left if there's a cop in the, you know, on the shoulder of the road. They have to give them a full lane of space, and that was where you left us with the story. So continue.
Okay, yeah, so our friend Beth is in the middle truck and trailer, and so she's behind Heidi, and she saw Heidi pull over. She didn't give the whole lane. She just, you know, got halfway over the line, and, you know, whizzed back past these cops and then got back into the right lane. Now, she's only going 55 or 60 miles an hour because of all the horses in the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these cops, they were just looking for something. You know, they're looking for something strange, you know, a school bus, towing a horse trailer. A minute or two later, these cops just come flying past Beth, and they pull over Heidi in the school bus.
Hmm.
And so, you know, she pulls over, Beth slows down, and then gets behind the cop, you know, pulls off the road. So there's the school bus, there's the cop behind her, and then there's Beth with her truck behind him.
Got it.
He came running back there with his hand on his gun. So what are you doing here? Well, I'm just, you know, I'm traveling with my friend. Well, it's not proper procedure to pull up behind a police officer on the road. And she said, well, is it illegal? He said, no, but you're scaring me. Now, you know, she's got a Beretta with her just in case, you know, there's any problems on the road. Of course, it's well hidden because, you shouldn't want any trouble. But this guy, you know, she scared the cop. And before long, a couple more cops showed up just, you know, out of the blue. Well, turns out that the cop, after writing a ticket for this thing, it's a $250 ticket or something like that, but if she pays it early, it's only $105.
Oh, how nice of them.
For not giving the cop a, you know, the cop's probably pulling over somebody who was going 5 miles over the limit anyway. He shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Whatever. The ticket was for pulling up behind the cop?
No, it's for not passing.
I'm sorry. This is a ticket for the bus.
Oh, okay.
Not giving enough room to an emergency vehicle stopped on the shoulder.
Gotcha.
That now lands you, you know, $105 fine.
Wow. That's amazing. Even though she did pull over.
She did give him.
Yeah.
Exactly. But what are you going to do? Yes, I did. No, you didn't. You know, and end up like Sam in Texas, you know, fighting the judge. So the story goes on. The guy was now lecturing, you know, after he gave Heidi the ticket, he was lecturing her, saying, you need to talk to your friend here. You know, you can't just have her pulling up behind police cars. We were about to draw our weapons on her. That's how scared these little pissy cops were.
Oh, poor babies. Oh, they're so sad. Hey, thank you for the story tonight, Brian, and good luck with your trip. And also, are you going to pay?
I don't know. I think, you know, she's going to be moving in New Hampshire. She's going to fight it. She's going to fly back here to Colorado. You know, let them have their money. We're not going to do that once we get to New Hampshire and we're surrounded by people who can help support us.
I just figured if you weren't ever going to be in Colorado again, then, you know, let it slide.
You don't want them come after you.
They'll come after you? For what?
You never know.
They're going to extradite you over $100? I don't know about that. But, hey, I see where you're coming from, and definitely it makes more sense to make a stand in New Hampshire, and I thank you, as always, for the call, Brian. These cops, man, they act so tough. But when a lady drives up behind them in a school bus, they get all scared. 800-259-9231.
The school bus was in front. It was some lady in a truck behind.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Lady in a truck. Lady in a school bus.
Well, you know, I kind of see where they're coming from, but the other part that I don't like about it is that the police have gone from, you know, the folks out there that catch bullets for us, that, you know, keep us safe and that kind
from
of thing.
Peace officers to
ticket writing, you know, drug busters.
Right. They're revenue agents, number one. Their primary purpose is revenue. And, you know, hey, guys, if the lady in the truck wanted to hurt you, she'd have just run into you. It'd be easier that way, don't you think?
Right. It's more about disciplining the people that
have. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's continue and talk to Ken in California. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Ken, California, going once. Ken.
Hello, Ian and Mark.
You're on the air, Ken. What's on your mind?
Appreciate it, guys. You know, you guys are doing the free state thing, and I had an idea on a smaller scale. How about, your subdivision, free your subdivision?
Yeah, I love that idea. I call it the Free Street Project.
Yeah, that's so you've already probably discussed this, then, I take it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tricky because you sort of have to wait, unless you're buying a plot of land right out and building your own community from the ground up, then you sort of just have to wait until properties come up for sale. Actually, the house across the street from me was up for sale last year, and I actually announced it over at the NHFree.com forums, but nobody I know bought it. So I tried to get the Free Street Project started, but there's just not enough people buying property quite yet for that to really take effect. But I think it's a good idea.
Right. Well, here in California, a lot of people, I don't know why, they want to live in gated communities. You know, I guess it makes them feel protected or whatever. But they're already paying a fee to have, you know, I mean, they get all their roads taken care of and everything, and they probably get a much better deal. The fees aren't all that bad, I guess, if you're willing to pay. It's like 300 and something a month, I believe. But on top of it, they're still paying property taxes to the county, and it's you know, you're paying more, and you're not getting any extra services, or you're not getting any services from that said county or city or what have you. So, I mean, why couldn't that whole subdivision or that gated community say, you know, go to the local town and the county and say, hey, we don't need you. We've got our own private police force. We've got our own fire department. We're secure. We've got our own road crew. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
I think it's a great idea, and I think that today they would have more success than they would have in the past. I guess a legitimate concern is that they might be afraid the government will drop a bomb on them. I heard a story today out at the Live Free or Die Festival in Jaffrey, New Hampshire. We were hanging out with a bunch of liberty-oriented people, and the story, and I wish I could remember the name of this group of people, some group of people in the Pennsylvania, somewhere in Pennsylvania, that basically they all changed their name to the same name. All the women changed their name to the same name, and all the men changed their name to the same name. So there are two names, one for women, one for men. And this entire group of people essentially occupied a city block. And what happened was they were non-cooperative, I think, with the government to some extent, and I may not be recalling the story exactly correctly, but the government dropped a bomb on their housing complex.
I've never heard of this.
They dropped a bomb on these people. So that might be a little,
well,
legitimate concern.
Well, then you would go for restitution, use their court system against
them. If you were still alive and you didn't burn.
Yeah, well, that would have to be the obvious fact, yeah. But,
right.
But, yeah, somebody should survive, and, you know, and like you say, the free market, you know, take them through their own court system.
Right, but hopefully that wouldn't happen today, and I can't see very many people, I can't see very many government people willing to destroy their legitimacy in such an obvious manner like that. And I think it'd be very powerful if people who own property, whether they be in the same place or not, if they all just decided to band together and stop participating by paying property taxes, or maybe you just pay 50% of the property tax bills. Because you don't want to be seen as though you don't want fire protection and things like that. So you should pay, you know, maybe make a token gesture of paying for some of it, but, like, not paying for the government schools. Really, I mean, how do the government people really want to throw a family out on the street? Because that's what they would end up having to do if enough people got behind an effort like that. They'd have to throw kids out on the street because they sold their houses at a tax sale, and sorry, you don't get to live here anymore. I don't think they want to be put in that position. And if we have enough people willing to go that far, then I think that we really could have a transition to the voluntary society right quick. I thank you for the call, Ken. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Max in Seabrook, New Hampshire. Max, you're on Free Talk Live. Max?
Yeah, Max from Seabrook.
You are on the air, short on time. Go. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to reiterate what you guys said about immigration. If we didn't have the welfare state and we didn't have the war on drugs and if people were armed, you wouldn't have criminals and drug dealers and people, you know, moochers coming into this country just to mooch off the system. The only people coming in would be people who wanted to come in and work and fill unfilled jobs and start businesses and do all those productive things.
Absolutely. It's amazing that Americans have been so brainwashed on this issue. Thank you for the call. Gordon, 20 seconds, go. Gordon, he's gone. All righty. That'll be about it then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will return Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. All kinds of free stuff awaits you there, so get interactive with us and thousands of our listeners on our website. And in the meantime, enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a happy and safe one. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.